This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, but launching into the second hour of the program, as always, you can take control of the airwaves if you want to join us on the radio and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And TJ the Spry coming in from Colorado.
He's spry and a spy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good to have you back, TJ. Of course, we've been talking about this lady in Lynn, Massachusetts, who had her business targeted. There's not much more to the story, but I just wanted to kind of recap and reflect on this one, because I think there's some lessons to be learned here for those of us who actually are fans of keeping
some
the police
of us,
accountable.
Some of us in this room have experienced exactly what has happened here in this situation where we have been.
We've never run a coffee shop and had it shut down.
We've had businesses or had places of employment that have been shut down and targeted from us.
That's true.
And so I can feel it. I can feel what this lady might be going through, even though I might not agree with her politically.
Yeah.
I do agree with her at least on the anti-police sentiment that is strong in this country.
Well, and I don't know what her sentiment is exactly, because she's not real clear. What happened was her daughter issued a statement on Facebook criticizing the police, for their violence, for their militarization, and rightfully so. She's completely on spot with her critique. Mom saw that happen, so mom was the daughter was the manager at this coffee shop called the White Rose in Lynn, Massachusetts. Mom got all freaked out. She tried to walk it back, undo the damage. She had her daughter delete the comments off of Facebook. She then issued a statement publicly embracing the police, apologizing to the police chief
inviting them to come in and have a sit down and a discussion and tell us where we went wrong, officer.
Yeah, but all the while purportedly holding beliefs behind the scenes that may have countered those. But regardless, my opinion on this is that she really ought to have stood by her daughter, if indeed she agreed with her daughter. Because if she did agree with her daughter, if she was a critic of the police, then she should have stood by her daughter's side, and they should have stood together on this and took whatever consequences came and whatever benefits came. Because whenever you have a situation like this where a business becomes the hub of controversy, if the business owner crumbles under the pressure and kowtows to the man, in my opinion, and in this particular case, it didn't work for her. She
This is a lose-lose.
She tried to do everything to undo this, and it ended up undoing her business entirely, and now the coffee shop is gone completely. If she had stood strong by her daughter, then maybe they would have seen support coming in from the community of all the people who've been abused by the police. Because those people are out there. I've been, summertime, it's summer, almost summertime here in Keene, New Hampshire. The days are pretty nice right now, so it's perfect to be hanging out on the porch here at the LRN studios, and I'm frequently out on my laptop doing things out there. And it's this time of year is when people will tend to stop and say things. And so I had one lady pull up in her car a few weeks ago, and she set out her car window, something to the effect of, thank you, for doing what you do. The police are out of control. And she kind of looked like your typical Subaru-driving lesbian, kind of older lesbian lady who was,
We've got a lot of them around here.
Yeah. Driving a Lesbaru.
There you go, the Lesbaru.
Lesmobile.
She had very nice things to say and very complimentary. And that's not the first time things like that have happened. People have had experiences with the police, but they don't come out of the woodwork generally because they are scared. So I understand why
they're afraid of this type of backlash.
Yes.
Coming down on them
on
or their business or
their
place of employment.
It's hard to blame the mom for being such a chicken, because that's the way most business owners would operate in this situation, is they would try to undo the damage, they'd try to, do damage control, but ultimately it didn't work for her, and so I feel like if she had just gone in the other direction and gone full on in support of her daughter, they might have had a chance to survive. It may not have still worked out, but they might have had a chance because then you would be able to uncover those members of the community who agree with you.
Yeah. Here are her closing remarks. This is Cato Mealy.
The mom.
I've lost my business, and I've lost my daughter. I don't know how this story just keeps building, but I need people to leave me alone. I'm closing my business so I can stop being harassed.
Wow. Toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You might want to just go ahead and leave town while you're at it as well, because, I mean, that kind of thing could follow you. I mean, this isn't a small town. We looked it up. Lynn's about 90,000 people.
It's a big town in my book, but...
But still, things in New England tend to be pretty small. I mean, even though there's 25,000 people here in the Keene area or 23,000, everybody knows everybody. So, you know, 90,000... ain't that much bigger than you know, 23,000. So if you want to join us, you can. The toll-free number again here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. TJ the Spy joining us here tonight. You're uncharacteristically quiet.
Oh, I'm just listening to the banter going back and forth. I'm just waiting for a moment because I'm like, well, I don't have much to comment on this topic, and we've been talking about it for about an hour, and I was just
don't have comments about police abuse?
And he just drove straight from wherever.
Oh, yeah.
How many straight hours?
Last night. He got here last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought he just got here.
No. He got here at 1 a.m. last night.
The only thing keeping him alive is the caffeine.
No, absolutely. Actually, it's the methylphenidate.
Or something.
You know what? And actually, I don't have a lot to say about these types of stories because I'm not a pro police fan. I don't come from a pro police family, but a pro military family.
Okay.
And so there's a certain sentiment that I grew up with that prevents me from getting into these types of conversations because I'm kind of a peacekeeper. I don't like rocking the boat.
But you had a television show, Conan, where you rocked the boat in local politics.
Against politicians, police. The politicians are the psychopaths in my book. The police are just their minions. They're just
paid minions.
Yeah, they're highly paid underlings.
And just, I would
that,
like
that
to
are
say.
Just, that are just carrying out those that the bad law. They're just following orders, guys. Mm. Following orders.
I would like to tell any keen politicians that are listening, I can totally be bought off. Everyone else in this town is for sale. So am I. And so I thought it would be wonderful if I could actually become a City of Keene employee. And unlike most of the Keeniacs, you know, I actually have the impeccable credentials of the college degree and the lack of criminal history.
You worked for the federal government.
And you've listed your address at this location.
Yes,
There's a big red
flag on the
red flag that goes off and a big red light that goes off and a horn whenever this address gets mentioned.
That is a truth because when I took a friend over to get his driver's license, he was, you know, between houses, so he didn't have a permanent address. So he had to have a notarized document saying he was homeless. So I took this document, this certified affidavit of indigency, as they call it. And this was his proof that he lived here. And they had never seen one of these before, even though it's listed on the DMV website, clearly as an acceptable proof of address. And they took it in the back.
Right there on the wall.
On the wall. And they said, it's him. Freeman. Ian Freeman. And they had to go back and talk with a manager to see if it was an acceptable document. But
they took it, though, right?
They accepted it, yeah.
Well, they didn't want the cameras coming back in 15 minutes later and asking what's the deal here. It says right here in the wall that this is good to go.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to grab... Actually, that was my next move. I was going to grab the poster off the wall and say, ma'am, I used to work for the federal government, so now here's how this goes. We have one document from A, and one document from B, and one document from C. Now, if you don't want to give them a driver's license, this is going to be a very awkward situation.
And it worked out.
Oh, it worked out just fine. But, you know, they mainly were just... They had never seen an affidavit of indigency before, and they were, like, alarmed that it came from Ian Freeman. Like
that Freeman's up to something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what you were trying to pull, so they had to consult a supervisor to make sure you weren't trying to pull a shady one.
Get the lawyer in. State lawyer.
So, in other news, we got an Uber-related story. We haven't done one of these in a while. This is pretty fresh off the Telegraph over in the UK. And you, TJ the Spy, happen to be an Uber and Lyft driver out in Denver, Colorado.
I am. That is my cover job. I actually work a 10-hour shift every day, and I go out and pick people up from the airport and get to see all parts of Denver, drive up the pretty mountains. I've been to Breckenridge and Colorado Springs and all over the state.
So the airport's right there. It's not in the...
It's right there in Denver. Yeah.
that's convenient.
So now the money works out for you, because some people say after they take out their costs of gas and repairs that they're not really making that much doing Uber.
Yeah, I'll tell you more about the finances of it when we come back from break.
We'll continue here, your calls and thoughts, but also the headline that we're going to discuss here in a moment is that Uber, they say they can tell whether you're drunk simply by the way you're holding on to your phone and using your phone. Well, we'll tell you a little bit more about that.
He's slurring.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Our number number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Uber, and apparently they say they can determine whether or not you are drunk from how you're handling your phone. We'll tell you about that here. And, of course, in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And TJ the Spy.
I want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. It is so affordable and wireless. So you've really got some of the best of both worlds there. It's actually an affordable system, especially if you use this URL to go and get it. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. Get you 15% off your already very affordable Blink system. You get the system, you unbox it, put the batteries in, set those cameras up wherever you want them because they're wireless. So if you need to move them, you put them in one place, but it's not quite right, you can move it and put it where you need to. Then you set it all up via your Wi-Fi enabled device, perhaps your tablet or your smartphone, and it really just takes moments. It is not a long process at all to do this. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get 15% off there. Once again, that's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Ian Conan, TJ here. TJ, you are visiting here back in New Hampshire for basically what? Are you staying through Porkfest or just Forkfest?
I'm staying a little bit afterwards to help out a friend, but I'm staying, you know, gotcha. And to, you know, catch up with old times and that kind of stuff, friends at the Quill. And but, yeah, I'm staying through Forkfest and Porkfest, and then, and actually, cool. That's what got me up here, because you recall I was coming up just for Porkfest, and then you said, what about Forkfest?
Yeah.
And I said, sure, I've come up here for that as well.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you back. I'm sure we'll have
it's
you
great to be back
from the campground as well, because we'll be broadcasting there every single day throughout the next several days. We're going to take off bright and early tomorrow morning and head up there, because we gotta get there tomorrow, and then we gotta hammer out an entire show as soon as we get there, basically. So we're going to be on. It's going to be crunch time for Free Talk Live on the first day tomorrow. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about that. So we were talking about Uber. You've been doing it for what, like a year now?
Since January of 2016, and believe it or not, that is what I call my pet peeve questions. There are certain questions you get as an Uber driver repeatedly.
Oh, really?
And they just eventually, and one of them is, how long have you been driving for Uber?
Yeah.
And so,
people are just trying to make conversation,
they're
right?
trying to make conversation, yeah. But they don't realize it's the same question I've had literally the past 500 rides. And the next question that they usually ask is, you know,
have you come up with fun ways to answer the question?
I usually just say January 2016 and move on to the next question they're going to ask is, how much do you make an hour? And that one is kind of like, well, you know, how much do you really want to, you know, like, it's the only profession, I think, where it's socially acceptable to ask someone how they make is like the service sector industry. Because I don't think you'd ever go up to a limo driver and just say, pardon me, man, how much do you make an hour?
Yeah, that's a good point. Most people, I wouldn't think, would want to go there, but you're saying that's one of the more common questions you get.
Very, very, very common. And so I say, well, we get paid 75 cents a mile plus 10 cents a minute that we're actually on a fare, and we have about...
Now, wait a minute. Isn't it 75% of the entire fare?
So... The way the fare is calculated is, for us, it's actually done based on the mile and the amount of time we wait.
Right, but Uber has different fares for different markets, right? So it might be a dollar a mile in your market, but it might be $1.50 a mile in a different market.
Yes.
So you'd get 75% of the entire take. When I was in Uber as a driver for a short time, that's what it was. It was started at 80%, and then they cut it down to 75% after
Uber
about
takes
month.
About a third to a half for their booking fees.
Really?
Yes, they take a very large percentage. So
wow.
It's
gotten a lot worse then over the years. Well, it used to be 20%.
We have a huge supply of people willing to drive for Uber, so it's, you know...
So they've just been screwing them harder and harder as
well, I prefer
supply.
To say the market has been operating efficiently to meet supply and demand, but some would say... You know, some would say screwing over the driver because we get less money, but I would say, well, it's helping the passenger because they have to pay less
That's
money
true.
For a fare now.
That is true.
So, believe it or not, a lot of my customers are the working poor.
Okay.
And
they don't have a car.
Exactly. And so the bus might be $3 and take an hour, and you got to stand out in the cold. But with an Uber, it might be $6, and you get there in 15 minutes. So then it becomes, are you willing
to
spend...
So what's your time worth?
Yes. And a lot of working poor say, you know, hey, I'd rather spend $3 and get an extra 45 minutes with my kids, make some coffee.
Good
and
point.
And, you know, it's worth it, you know, to take an Uber on a cold, snowy day.
Yeah.
Or on a cold day.
Do you ever get the same customers? I mean, you're in a big city like Denver. Do you ever see the same people twice?
I have never, out of 1,000 rides I've given in over 2 years, never had a repeat customer.
That's amazing.
And so it's a huge market, and you know, it works very efficiently. Whoever's the closest gets pinged.
Right.
And there's a feedback system, so everyone always says I do a good job, and I know that because of the feedback I get. And
yeah, what's your rating?
My rating is 4.91.
Nice.
So it's,
now they'll actually cut you off if you go below a certain rating, like
4.7.
Is it 4.7?
Yeah, very high. Because most people give 5 stars. They're very forgiving, but. I try to, you know, dress nicely, open the door for them. There's water in the back, and there's chargers for all the phones.
Perfect. That's what people expect, right?
Power. Well, it's not what they get, because frequently they'll say, man, you have every charger in the back, or you have a power inverter, and I can plug in my laptop, and, oh, you have Pandora. You mean I can pick my own music? And I say, absolutely, put on whatever you want.
I'd be careful with that one.
What? Because you don't want to hear what other people want to hear.
I don't want to hear any jazz.
Well, you're not the driver, man. You.
I would.
If you were
the driver.
In his role, you'd want to make your customers happy.
That's
you?
What I do. So
I would play something that is universally accepted.
No,
jazz is not.
Believe
universally
it or not,
accepted.
I actually play Bill Evans jazz as my standard because there's no lyrics. It's not offensive, and if someone doesn't like it, they can change it. And that's what I love about it is I don't have to take my hands off the steering wheel.
No, wait. So how are they going to change it from behind the?
I have a smartphone that's. Velcro to the back headrest of my car, and then I have a Bluetooth speaker that's really nice, and it pumps out a nice volume tone.
So wait, so they're using your extra smartphone to run Pandora,
yes,
basically?
Exactly.
That's all that's on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. So they can't get in your email account?
Correct. I set it up that way, and it tethers off my Wi-Fi, so it streams live, and
That's awesome.
And they're like, and I have magnetic catches, you know, it's the little tiny details.
Little touches, yeah, sure.
Like the cables are not clipped on, they're magnetically mounted,
mm-hmm.
So they can just grab whatever they need, whatever cable they need to charge their phone.
That's so cool.
And they comment, they'll say, wow, you just have really thought of everything. And I say, well, no, if you have any ideas, I'm always willing to listen as an engineer.
Right.
That's what I like to do is take ideas and make them reality.
Now, you are known as a bit of a chatterbox, so do you find that there's some customers you like, do you ask them, hey, do you want to talk, or should I stay quiet?
My rule is I will answer their questions. If there's traffic or safety, I will be paused. I'll say, hold that thought for a moment, and I'll complete the traffic maneuver that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always happy to talk to my customers. Personally, I prefer to remain silent and focus on the road for safety. But a lot of people just get uncomfortable in the back, and I understand that. If you're out of town, you feel alone, and I want you to make you feel welcome to the city of Denver. That's my goal whenever I pick somebody up from the airport, make them feel welcome.
You know how much of a chatterbox I am?
Yeah.
No. When I drive people around, because I do...
You do
Mondays and Tuesday mornings, I drive people around all mornings.
Yeah.
I drop someone off in Keene, West Keene, and I didn't know where I was after I dropped them off.
Because you were talking so much?
I was completely lost. I was just listening to me. He's like, left, right, and by the time I dropped them off, it's like, crap, where the hell am I? If I didn't have GPS on this phone...
You wouldn't have gotten out of there.
I don't know where I would have. I'd still be out there right now.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I also wanted, you know, customers to be as comfortable as possible, so I'd just ask them straight up when they got in, like, hey, do you want me to talk to you, or do you want me to stay quiet? I'll do whatever
I just start talking about roundabouts.
There's more coming up here. In moments, we'll also tell you about how Uber says they might be able to tell if you're drunk when you're using your phone to order your Uber. We're coming up here in moments. 855-450-3 like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
USA Radio News.
Today at the Federal Reserve, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell updated us on the state of the economy.
The median projection for the growth of real GDP is 2.8% this year, 2.4% next year, and 2% in 2020. In the labor market, job gains averaged 180,000 per month over the past 3 months. well above the pace needed in the longer run to provide jobs for new entrants into the workforce.
Meanwhile, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn says businesses down in Tennessee can't wait for phase two of President Trump's tax plan.
Yeah, I was visiting with a company in Knoxville yesterday, 1,500 employees. They increased salaries. They increased their hourly wage. They increased 401k benefits and other employee benefits. And that is, as they say, round one. They're looking forward to Tax Cuts 2.0.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. The number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Or hop on into the Discord on-air call-in line room, where you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us over at discord.lrn.fm. For those that don't know, our Discord is a chat server that is available 24 hours a day. Where you can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as some of the hosts. Conan, you and I, we're in there pretty regularly. I'm in there every single day. There's always something happening in the Discord server. There's different channels. There's one for Free Talk Live. There's a cryptocurrency discussion channel. There's gaming. There's other topics. So you can go there and get interactive. It's free. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can use their web app, or you can download an app for your smartphone or your favorite computer operating system.
You know, considering that I have this app on every one of my devices.
So do I. Yeah.
I guess I'm always in it.
Yeah.
Something is always on, and so it's always running.
I check it usually a few times. At least
so you try to message me, and I don't get back to you till 48 hours later. It's not because I wasn't monitoring Discord. It's just because...
You're busy.
Well, no, it's just because they're all on, and I'm not monitoring it.
I see. So anyway, it's free. Go to discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, TJ the Spy back with us is now TJ the Uber driver. And the funny thing is we actually just had Uber George was in the studio last night. So we've got multiple Uber drivers already here for
Well, if I ever move back to Keene, that'll probably be my profession. I can just...
Tease.
Oh, yes.
You're teasing.
We were just talking about, there's no competition right now. There's like two Uber slash Lyft drivers in Keene right now.
There's probably also not a whole lot of demand either. Would be my guess.
I think that when they, anytime you talk to anybody about Uber,
mm-hmm.
when I do, I'm like, you have Uber here. And they're like, what? I didn't know we had Uber here. I would have checked them first. Or I did check them and there was nothing available.
There. Okay.
So, yeah, there are no cars available right now.
Yeah.
But get Friday night.
Market opportunity.
Right. Friday night you'll have competition, but right now, nope.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was just saying this off the air, but I'll say it on the air. If you're in a Uber market that, where they've just opened up, and basically they just opened up in Keene last year. It wasn't too long ago. If you are new in that market, what you could do is go and give away the free ride cards. Because if they're still doing this, and you said you didn't know, TJ, but I know that when I was an Uber driver for a short time, you'd have like a recruiting code, basically, for your, you know, for yourself, basically, you could give to customers who are, if they, as long as they had never done Uber before, if it was their first time signing up, they'd get like $10
worth
of a free
ride. I never took advantage of that, because I was, you know, I didn't know anybody to refer, and I just...
Well, and you don't need it in Denver, Colorado. You're just going to be hopping all night at a place.
Right.
But I'm saying in a new market where people don't know it exists, you print out like business cards. They used to actually give you free business cards with Uber. I don't know if they still do, with your code on it. And then you can just hand those out. Like you go around to bars on the busy nights and just say, hey, here's a free ride from Uber, and just hand them out to everybody in the bar. And so that way you get the awareness that Uber is available and people get a free ride. And it's Uber subsidizing it, so you still get paid.
Yeah, you get paid
the
regular fare.
And Uber just, it's a subsidy.
Ian, did you mention you knew someone who was doing Uber Eats?
It doesn't exist in this area.
Yeah,
but
it's
awful. You've heard of people.
Well, hold on. I don't. I as a driver do not like Uber Eats because you have.
You don't have to do it though, right?
You do not have to, but they've started making it the default, so you have to opt out specifically.
Really?
So you have to call them and mess with tech support for a while and get them to disable it.
So why don't you like it? This is food delivery, right?
Food delivery.
Go to an X restaurant, pick up whatever the order.
You stop at a restaurant, pick up the food,
Is the food paid for by the customer?
Yes.
Just restaurants, or do you actually go to like co-ops or stuff and actually do shopping?
Just restaurants.
Does that Uber Eats actually exist, the grocery shoppers?
There's a different company called Instacart that does that.
Hmm. Well, Walmart does delivery in Denver. That's we would just pay the $7, have our $100-$200 worth of groceries delivered to
our front door.
And so we were on Amazon is wonderful. Like I love the free market because it works to serve us so well
for such
an efficient way.
So what's wrong with Uber Eats though? I want to hear about this.
Well, okay, so Uber Eats is a wonderful service. James and I use it when we don't want to go out. I dislike
Richard's over here.
I dislike it as a driver because you have to find a parking spot, you have to go in, and there may or may not be a line. The food may or may not be ready depending on if the computer's doing its job correctly.
Right. And however long it takes, are you billing for that time or no?
Yeah, I get paid per minute.
Yeah, if you're paid an extra 10 minutes to stand in line, you don't get paid for that 10 minutes?
I haven't bothered to check because it was...
Be missing out on something.
The thing is, when you look at the statistics... A lot of car damage occurs in the parking lots because you're entering and exiting a vehicle, and there are people who are just not paying attention.
Yep. That's why you park on the other side of the parking lot like I do.
That's true.
And so,
and you run.
I did maybe 10 Uber Eats deliveries, and I just was so stressed at the end of them because you had to find parking, and a lot of times you couldn't find parking in some of these busy neighborhoods.
I'd also imagine the customers are harder to deal with, right? You're dealing with somebody who's sitting at home. They want to be serviced, right? They want to be waited on.
I think it depends on your personality a lot of times because I like working. I like having the customers just get in my cab. If they don't want to talk to me, they don't have to. They put on music, and I drive them to the destination. At the end, they say, thank you for driving me there.
Sure.
And I like the ride. Like, I like being a taxi driver.
But if with Uber Eats, if something's messed up, it's going to be your fault to a lot of the customers, right? Like, even if the McDonald's or whoever got the order slightly wrong, well, now, you got to take it back,
right? That's another thing, is you have to check the order. So if people get a $50 order of 10 items, you have to go through each one
and make sure there's
sauces, and if it was a special order, you better make sure there was no pepper on it.
You don't want to be missing the straw when you get to the customer's
house. And that was the thing. It would cut into the time, and so a lot of people choose to just do Uber and Lyft with the passengers and forego. And, of course, the free market counters that by raising the prices so that, we'll give you more money if you do Uber Eats. And so there's kind of like this give and take, and it's like, well, at some point, somebody's not willing to do it enough for the right price.
That's interesting. So Yeah, it would definitely seem to me that you're going to deal with more of a picky customer, whereas if you're just picking up a customer from point A to point B, you have that customer in your car, you've taken them where they want to go, you've satisfied what it is that you're looking for, and if you've got the bonuses, the little perks like you've got in your car, it's going to be a great experience for that customer.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're just showing up at somebody's door with a delivery, they don't have any experience with you. You're just the guy showing up with the delivery.
Now, believe it or not, James preferred Grubhub, Uber Eats, and DoorDash because he said, I just don't want to talk to people. So
the
food gets in. It doesn't want to talk to me.
Two different personalities.
Different perspectives on that.
You know, this is exactly why I don't sell clothes on eBay, and I stick to selling books and video games on Amazon.
Because they're not going to fit some people.
It's just a whole different world where I don't want to deal with, like, returns. People try something on, it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the same thing.
And you know
thing,
some of those people are just scamming you.
It's just completely different worlds, and, I completely understand you. But I like to talk to people as well, and I just go off, you know, the rocker sometimes when I got people in the car, and
but you can't do Uber because you got a truck.
It's too old. It's a truck, and it's not fuel efficient.
It's too old,
and it's 17 years old, and so it wouldn't work.
Yeah, you gotta have a 4-door sedan.
A 4-door sedan or more, and it has to be able to seat 4 passengers or more.
4 or 3?
4.
Really? Okay. So 3 in the back seat, and 1.
3 in the back seat, and 1 in the front, or at least. You know.
I thought it was 3 because some don't have that middle seat belt, right? Where.
I think that's Uber Denver. If I specifically remember, I said it had to seat 5 people in the sedan.
Okay.
If you wanted to be an Uber X, and if you Uber XL was 6 or more.
Got it. And you're also doing Lyft
as well.
Are there any differences that are worth talking about? Are they pretty much the exact?
They're all 6 to 1, half dozen of the other. That's what I love about it is the fact that if people are like Uber is evil, I say, well, if Uber's evil, work for Lyft. There's competition, you know.
Yeah, or do what you do and work for both.
Yeah, and exactly.
A lot of them do. A lot of the drivers have both apps on simultaneously.
The guy here in Keene is a Lyft Uber driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I wasn't getting paid enough, I wouldn't be doing it. So the fact that I'm doing it, it implies that it's worth it to me. And if you know, and that's the thing is, I'm free to quit whenever I want. I don't have to work if I don't want to. I don't know how it's such a beautiful thing, but it has this reputation of being evil. And I said, well,
a corporation is not the best corporation in the world. I mean, they kicked me out just because some people apparently called to complain about me, not my passengers, but people because I had a 5-star
your rating was good,
perfect rating. It was the local haters who called Uber to complain about the fact that I was simply an Uber driver to begin with, and Uber never bothered to ask me a single question in the 9 months they spent supposedly investigating the case, whatever it was, against me. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cronin.
And DJ the Spy.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about driving for ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. And what sparked the whole conversation was, well, first of all, you are a driver for Uber right now.
That is correct.
TJ, although, if I recall correctly, they only authorize you for certain areas, so you probably aren't able to drive in.
That is correct. I can only do the state of Colorado right now. If I wanted to do New Hampshire, I'd have to
You'd have to notice them about that.
Well, I'd have to, yeah, get renewed, my license changed and my registration changed, insurance changed and everything. But it would take like a couple days.
So we're going to get to the story here in just a moment about how Uber apparently has some new technology that's going to allow them to determine whether or not you are drunk by the way you're holding or handling your cell phone.
The driver or the occupants?
The occupants.
Because wouldn't they want to know if the driver is driving drunk as well?
Presumably they would want to know that too. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they've got that too. But we'll get into the story here. But first, we go to your calls and thoughts. We got somebody calling as Anonymous in North Jersey. You're listening somewhere. I'm not real sure where you're at, Anonymous. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just going to say, I think that First Lady Melania, she had an anti-bully rally in the garden the other day at the White House and touched on cyberbullying. It's very important for parents to be aware. I had dinner with a judge's daughter and a police chief's daughter, and they told me to park my car down the street and be very nonchalant when I come there up the street. So when I pulled into the...
Hold on, you were having dinner with a judge's daughter and a police chief's daughter at the same time? Or these are two different occasions.
They lived about maybe a mile away from me. My dad was a cop. We all got together. Yeah, have dinner. So I was in the house for maybe 20 minutes, and something odd happened. One girl started getting naked on the table having sex, and I got up to try and leave.
That's odd, all right. Yeah. So wait, the girl was having sex with the other girl on the table?
No,
and how old were all you guys?
There was another guy, and I felt like I was imposing on them. So I got up and started walking away, walking out the door, and I see the soccer moms across the street. I said, oh, yeah, I know that lady, and they started flipping out. Oh, yeah, we have something going on in here. We're running a business, and I tried to hightail it out of there.
Okay, wait a minute. So, Conan, you asked the question, how old were you during this?
Yeah, is this recent, or were you teenagers at the time?
No, So okay. It turns out I was going to court for numerous different court cases, and I recorded a phone call. They said, if you send us $10,000, court will go your way. And when I recorded that call, I brought it to the local authorities. And the guy says, look, if anybody finds out about this, we're going to fire you from your job at HSBC. And I was coming in and out of my apartment. I recorded the guy. He says, yeah, we're coming in and out of your apartment. Find that tape. And if anybody finds out, we fire you from HSBC.
So let me see if I'm following what you're saying here. You went to a judge's daughter's house.
And a cop daughter, too.
And a cop daughter. Two different women or the same woman?
Two different girls rooming together in a house.
Okay, got it. Sex breaks out in the house. You leave because you feel as though it's awkward.
So who was the son? Who was the dude? Who was he the son of? A politician?
Guy, and it turns out
probably a senator.
He said that they were running a business out of the house. And I was like, oh, I go, well, I'm out of here. So anyway.
And how does that tie into the other part of the story? I'm a little lost.
Afterwards, they were pretty much racketeering and calling the one girl's father was a judge, and they're calling people up asking them for extortion money. So I
right, and they said they'd make it go away, whatever it was, other some sort of charges you were facing for some unrelated incident.
In the court, yes. We'll
they said they'd make it go away for $10,000. Now,
yep.
You didn't believe them.
I recorded the call.
And then you tried to take that to the government, and then the government agents basically told you, screw off, we're not going to help you. In fact, if you keep this going, we're going to hurt you.
He admits on tape he fired me from HSBC. So I brought those tapes down to
how would the cops be able to influence whether or not you got fired from HSBC? They're just that corrupt there in Jersey? I mean, I believe it.
Yeah, he did it. I recorded him. He says, look, I go, you guys fired me from HSBC. You're coming in and out of my apartment. He says, yes, we did that. So I recorded that, and I brought the tapes to a Nazarene church down in South Carolina. The pastor there, thank God, he had Pentagon access. I said, I'm out of the 25th Infantry, Schofield Barracks. And he witnessed the tapes, and he says, okay, this guy is going to jail. Who's the girl in the background?
I said, TJ, you don't believe this, do you? You don't believe this, do you?
His daughter, and she's telling me to send the money in $5,000 increments. So
oh, no, right now I'm just thinking of ME-52 Psychiatric Services at the National Security Agency. I always had to deal with them.
Uh-huh.
And so anytime they would call me up and say, please come and talk to us, I know I had screwed something up. But every time we went down there, it's like, oh, no, they're going to think I'm one of the funny people. So I'm just smiling, thinking about that.
Thank you for the call tonight, Anonymous. I don't doubt that there is just, I mean, New Jersey, just as a lot of places are, is rife with corruption. There was a recent story that we actually played on the air, I think it was about a week ago, Johnson brought it in, where John Stossel actually went to confront a particularly corrupt North Jersey location at a city council meeting where Stossel had uncovered all kinds of just juicy corruption between the members of the city council and a local businessman who openly brags that if you want to do business in town, you've got to go through him. He runs multiple businesses. He's got his fingers into a bank. He's got his fingers into, property management, all kinds of stuff.
I'm sure at some level it's happening everywhere. We have half of our council members are lawyers.
Here in Keene.
Salesmen, real estate agents, they're all in it.
Oh, yeah.
They're not in it for individual liberties.
Paycheck.
They're in it for their own gain.
Right. It ain't the paycheck, though.
Considering the piece of property that the mayor just sold.
I'm not following that. I don't know what that is.
You know, $3 million property up north of me.
Wow.
He knows what he was up to.
So whether or not that caller is telling the truth, we obviously have no idea.
I think he's telling the truth in his mind. That's definitely for the...
But it is possible that, this level of corruption does exist in places. Whether or not he has actually experienced it is another question.
Boy, Ian, you would make a terrible spy, because that's actually one of the things that will happen when you go into the spy world. You start seeing these conspiracies everywhere. And so it actually takes out some, potential trainees or recruits, because they can never learn to dial back their suspicion. And I like to say, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. And, sometimes, a company just fires you because they were downsizing.
Sure.
Or because you looked at the boss the wrong way, or just because of no reason at all. But doesn't mean there's a conspiracy out to get you.
Let's go to Vernon in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hello, Vernon.
So just interviewing TJ the Spy about Uber, and I thought I could pick up that interview just a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Questions. So, TJ, have you ever had anyone defecate or throw up in your car?
Yet.
I have not. I've given about a little over 1,000 rides, and I've never had anything negative happen like that.
What about really stinky people?
Nope. Never really. I've had about maybe 3 or 4 what I call oddballs, where their social graces were probably in need of adjustment, but... You know, they, I've never, like, I've had, mostly drunk people, they're not angry, they're rowdy. And so, you know, they're like, yeah, brr, you know, you got a lot of that. But
sure.
You know, it's not like, screw you, man. And it's like, because you're driving them home. So most people are actually kind of polite and honest, you know.
Do you get a lot of tips?
Do I get a lot of what?
Tips.
I do about 50% of the time.
Which reminds me, you had off the air told us the amount that you're making per hour typically.
Yes.
And you wanted to share that on the air.
Yes, I wanted to. I say after expenses, about $10 to $15 an hour is what I average.
So after gas, after repairs?
After insurance, after you know, all the mileage and everything on the car, oil repair. So, yeah, I make about $10 to $15 an hour clear.
And does that include the time in which you're waiting around for a ride?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
So
plus tips.
Yes. Well, I mean, including tips.
Including tips.
Including tips, I average about 10 to 15 an hour on a consistent basis. So I know that if I work a 10-hour shift, I should get about $150.
And you get to set your hours.
That's the main thing that I love about it. Yeah.
Caller, have you had people vomit and or defecate in your vehicle?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. I have. I'm in New Orleans.
Oh, God.
were they stone sober?
In my second ride, and it wasn't even like a party person. I was picking up a family from a wedding, and it was a 15 or 16 year old person that had just drank way too much. But yes, they did throw up in my car.
Okay, so. I want to know how somebody defecates in the back of a cab. Like, what? I mean, I can understand if somebody loses control of their bowels because for whatever reason, but I mean. Did somebody defecate in your car?
No, just throw up. Thank goodness.
Okay, because that seems like it'd be a little more difficult, right? Like, first you got to drop trowel, and then you got to squat, and then, you know.
Even
the driver's going to notice that.
That thing was wet, and it was dribbling down their pants.
That's what I'm saying.
I got one more comment. Can you hold me over?
Yeah. Hang on. We'll bring you back here. More with TJ, the Uber driver, in the studio with us. And you can take former spy. You can join us here at 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.